A South Korean envoy has announced a potentially major breakthrough with North Korea. Officials in the South say Kim Jong-un is willing to discuss giving up his nuclear weapons and suspend nuclear missile tests during negotiations with the United States. President Trump tweeted this morning that the news may be false hope, but the U.S. is willing to go hard in either direction. Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh is here. He's with MIT Security Studies Program. And Jim, on the surface, this sounds like a very big headline, is it?
Yes. Well, before I pour a bucket of caveats over it, I would say, yes, it's good news, and I don't get to say that very often. I mean, if the parties are talking, whether they're making progress or not, they're still less likely to end up in a shooting war, whether by accident or by design. And if the North Koreans are suspending their testing program, well, that slows their advances, particularly as it relates to long-range missiles. And I would say, finally, it's a win for the South Korean President Moon. I mean, people were sort of criticizing him and expressing skepticism. I think he's sort of showed them that, in fact, this has real potential.
Well, I want to ask you about that. The pictures of the South Korean envoy shaking hands with Kim Jong-un, remarkable. And a lot of people said that the diplomacy that South Korea had put forward during the Olympics probably wouldn't last past the closing ceremonies. But it sounds like maybe President Moon Jae-in deserves a little credit here.
Oh, I think he does. And his success here, and again, we'll have to see where it goes, should remind all of us in the U.S. That we make the mistake often of thinking that this is the U.S. versus North Korea. And it's not. The South, you know, if there's a war, they fight it on South Korea's territory. And they have a, should have a voice here. And they also provide the possibility that we can navigate and avoid all this.
Is it a sign at all that U.S. sanctions, the U.S. campaign of maximum pressure, that they're working? And we've talked about that every single time you're in the studio, it seems like. Is it working?
Well, it is certainly possible that their motivation is because they feel like they're being hurt by sanctions. There's not a lot of evidence that they are being hurt by sanctions, and it certainly doesn't seem like their nuclear and missile programs are slowing down, but it's possible. It could be, for example, that the threats that the president has made have focused their attention. There are all sorts of explanations. Unfortunately, we won't know the real story until this is all said and done.
Okay, the caveats. Let's say the talks do start. Still very, very complicated territory. What do you expect the U.S. strategy to be?
Well, this is where the hard part actually begins. So the North Koreans said they want a security guarantee. Well, what does that mean? Who's going to provide that? You know, I don't know that the U.S. can actually provide a security guarantee to its arch enemy, North Korea. In the past, North Korean officials have told me what that means is no U.S. troops on the peninsula. Now, that's something...
That's a big lift.
That's a huge lift, but it's also something that I think the South Korean leadership may be more open to than the American leadership. You know, will we halt military exercises during the negotiations? Will we stop announcing new sanctions? Those are all big questions going forward.
Kim Jong-un also agreed to meet with President Moon Jae-in in late April. They've got this hotline that they're setting up so that they can talk to each other directly to diffuse tensions if they arise. Is there a sense in your mind that even if the talks with the United States break down, that South Korea is still just determined to work on this by itself?
Well, I think that's right. I think that's a philosophy that President Moon came to office with and is different from his predecessors. He's sort of about South Korea being its own independent sovereign country. But let me say, this is a little bit like major surgery. You know, you have to have the surgery or you're going to die. But then again, the surgery has real risks. And if it fails, you could die. You know, we can end up in a situation where if it doesn't go well, the positions are hardened and the risks go up. You got a sort of a bit of sense of that from the president's tweets saying, well, if this doesn't work, you know, he might drive hard in the opposite direction.
All right. Big developments there on this story. Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.